This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're in California and you buy, say, a tent online from an out-of-state retailer, you don't pay sales tax. Handy for the consumers among us. States, though, say they're losing $23 billion a year in unpaid taxes on transactions like that. And government deficits being what they are, it's no surprise there's bipartisan support in Congress to make online retailers collect state and local sales taxes. The kicker here is that Amazon is one of the companies that's in favor of that. Marketplace's Queen of Kim has more now on what could be a new chapter in e-commerce.
Once upon a time in e-commerce, like a decade ago, online retailers like Amazon said collecting state and local sales taxes could kill their young industry. It was one of their only competitive advantages over brick-and-mortar stores. Well, fast forward to 2012, and that argument, it's over.
I'm sorry, I don't buy it at all.
That's Steve Del Bianco, executive director of NetChoice, a trade group that represents e-commerce companies like eBay and Overstock.com.
There's no evidence that consumers actively use e-commerce because they want to avoid sales tax.
Many big e-tailers are already collecting taxes, and that hasn't hurt sales. Turns out, online shoppers are more affluent.
In order to be an Amazon customer, it starts with having internet connection, having a machine.
That's Gene Alvarez, an analyst at Gartner. By machine, he means a computer. And he also says you generally need a credit card or an office or somewhere where it's safe to leave packages. So e-commerce shoppers don't mind spending a couple of dollars on sales tax. What they do mind, waiting.
The competition is shifting from you won't pay tax to how quickly we can get a product into a consumer's hands.
To do that, big e-retailers need to be closer to their customers. Amazon has distribution centers in more than a dozen states. And in each of those states, it'll eventually have to start collecting sales tax. So now, their competitive edge depends on making sure all the other e-retailers collect taxes too. In San Francisco, I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.